it's time to wrap up the year and this hour of the Internet Advisor podcast with a visit to the MI Tech News headquarters, and the editor-in-chief, Mr. Mike Brennan, is with us. How you doing, Mike?
Yeah, the headquarters, my living room, but go ahead.
Come on now, come on. High atop the MI Tech News Towers.
Roof. Yeah. High atop my roof, where it's 10 below zero right now.
Mike, it's good to have you with us. Yeah, of course, you know, our buddy here, Gary, is sipping Mai Tais, and I think I saw him munching on popcorn there. He was getting the movie feature as he was with us earlier on in the program. Right, Gary?
It's movie pass, and as I mentioned,
Gary has a hard life. Don't trouble him, so.
Hey.
And Michael Karras, one of our guests here on board, as I mentioned last hour, set up a movie theater right here on the back of Shared Adventure. So it's a little projector and turn me on to what's possible. So very, very neat things going on in that area.
All right. Well, hey, listen, guys, Gary, I would like to find Mike. Put on your glasses and take a look back over your shoulder at 2017. Was it as downer a year for you in some ways, just kind of its atmosphere? As I'm looking, a lot of commentators are just, I don't know, they're looking over their shoulder at 2017 like, good riddance to bad rubbish.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. It could be colored a little bit by the politics that's going on, too, but we won't get into that. But, I mean, certainly there was a lot of really bad security issues that I'm still amazed that folks don't take cybersecurity as seriously as they should and pay the price. We had all these ransomware attacks and all these breaches. I mean, the bad guys had a good year in 2017.
Oh, man.
Just, everybody else kind of got scorched a little bit, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it seemed also to be a rough year for Apple, even though their anniversary phone, the iPhone X, certainly broke some great ground, and Cal's going to be talking about it probably the next hour in terms of advances that it's made. But with business of at the end of the year, I don't know if it's a non-news item. What's your sense of this? Where they're talking about this slowing down of the older iPhones. To me, it's almost like fake news in the sense of they're making more out of it than needs to be.
Well, part of it is slower processors, things like that, eats up batteries. I mean, there's a logic to it, but at the same time, one can argue that perhaps it's a sales tool. What they really want, these device smartphone makers want is everybody to upgrade every year. That's, I have the Android's phone, and they come out with a couple different models every year, and Apple comes out with a new model every year. I mean, that's really what they want you to do. Yeah. Now, whether you need to do that, I mean, a lot of people are quite happy with phones that are 2, 3, 4 years old,
sure.
But you're going to be limited on what you can do, and that would be one of my points, because some of these newer phones that they're talking about coming out with, very powerful, are going to include augmented reality.
Yeah.
So that you get these various apps and things. But you need a lot of horsepower to do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And your older smartphone is just not going to have that.
No.
Not to mention it's going to be eating batteries like crazy.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that, because my grandchildren got a VR headset.
Right.
And what you do to make that work is you apparently, with theirs at least, you place your phone into the headset, shut it, and then run an app. And you're in the virtual reality right there. So and that's going to require a good deal of juice to make that happen.
Yeah, but I'm talking about augmented reality, too. That would be the Pokemon Go scenario, where that's really what's going to be huge. Is it has so many possibilities, training and education and just everything.
I would have thought that would have been the story of 2017, because about this time last year we were talking about that. Why didn't that get more development this last year?
Oh, I think it was, problem you have in the software world is everyone's always talking, but they're kind of short on delivery.
Yeah.
It kind of goes back to Tesla. Elon Musk, you know, he's been talking about the Model 3. There's 450,000 people that have pre-ordered, but for some reason they just can't seem to make the darn thing.
They can't make enough of them fast enough,
So, I mean, that's part of what the industry's always been about, is they tell you they're going to do something to freeze your purchasing, and then whether or not they follow through. It's called vaporware in a lot of cases, but in this case, I just think, you know, everyone's trying to one-up each other, and sometimes they just can't pull it off.
So, Mike, for you, as you look ahead with MI Tech News, I know you've got some things, there are big things on the horizon for 2018. Let's talk about your looking ahead and the things that you're planning for 2018.
Well, certainly we're going to be a lot more into video. I took a week off, I must admit. I really enjoyed doing nothing for a week. But now I'm getting a little antsy being an A personality. So over this weekend, I've been processing video. And I have a lot of people lined up that want to, you know, get involved in that as we move forward. Of course, we're going to have our first event on April 4th, 2018 at the Troy Marriott IoT Tech Connect. And I can announce that MEDC Planet M is our title sponsor. We're hoping to get the governor as one of our keynotes. That's not confirmed. We're just hoping at this point. And we're going to have a lot of really good stuff going on, focused on what Michigan does well in IoT. And, of course, that would be autonomous vehicles. That's really where you're going to see a lot of action. Now that we have the American Center for Mobility, the old Willow Run Airport, online, or slowly coming up online, by this time next year, it'll be fully functional. 500 acres, there'll be gazillions of companies out there testing. So now, at what point do we get to we've discussed this many times before, where the vehicle drives you home and you sleep in the back seat? I think that's still a ways off.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of features right now that you can call, autonomous, adaptive cruise control and all that other stuff. That's really the beginnings of it.
So you really see, we're talking, by the way, with Mike Brennan, who is the editor of MI Tech News. By the way, that's a free service that brings you headlines on technology and entrepreneurship throughout the state of Michigan. It brings you audio and video now. Our program is there, IT in the D, Diva Tech Talk. There's all sorts of resources that you can get when, for absolutely nothing, you sign up for MI Tech News. That might be a good New Year's resolution for you. Mike, anything else as you look forward? We got about a minute left as you look forward to 2018.
Well, smart homes. What was the biggest selling thing that Amazon put out? It was the Alexa, the small version of the Alexa. That's what, $30 or $40. They sold more of those than they thought they ever would. And everyone now is going into that's artificial intelligence, voice activated. That's the big thing.
Yep.
You're going to see it everywhere. And I think this 2018 will be the big year for that.
Yep.
As some of the reports I looked at said, voice in every gizmo. Well, that may be. Certainly, the other thing, because of net neutrality, I think you're going to see your internet bill change. They're going to charge you more for, say, Netflix or something along those streaming services. So it's going to be more, usage based. Instead of getting out, it's going to cost you $50 a month for internet.
Wow.
It's not going to do that anymore.
All right.
Move forward, and it could be more, it could be less, but it really depends on your usage patterns.
Yep, absolutely. Mike Brennan, thank you so much for being with us and for your reports throughout the year. We're going to count on those being with us about this same time in our show coming up in this brand new year, 2018. Mike, have a great New Year's Eve celebration, and we'll see you on the other side of another year.
There you go. I'll talk to you next year.
All right. Take care.